Now we're diving into Governor Evers' proposed budget for 2021 to 2023. It's a $91 billion spending plan, which kicks off months of debate in the Capitol. Did you hear the governor's budget remarks? What did you think of his proposals on education funding, on juvenile justice, on confronting climate change? What stood out? Conversation right here, 800-642-1234. That's right, conversation 800-642-1234. Sean Johnson is Wisconsin Public Radio's Capitol Bureau Chief. He co-hosts the WPR Politics podcast. Sean, welcome back.
Good morning, Kate.
Good morning. So for weeks before the speech, Governor Evers had unveiled kind of bits and pieces of his proposed budget. There was aid to farm families, child care program grants, marijuana was in there, lower prescription drug costs. What new details emerged last night?
Yeah, I would say there were a lot of new details that emerged last night. You know, so many that as you're writing a story about this, you just kind of run out of room. Basically.
Wow.
Which, you know, that's sort of to be expected. Their budget's a huge document. It is really the policy document for a governor and really the bill that he can expect to get passed in a legislature that's controlled by Republicans. So it's natural he's going to put a lot in there. But I would say, you know, kind of on the micro level, if you want to look at stuff that we found out about yesterday for the first time, there's a partial repeal of Act 10 in there for frontline public sector workers who, you know, lost their union rights a decade ago.
Yeah, you covered Act 10 extensively, the 2011 law that all but eliminated collective bargaining for public employees. What does Evers want to do with Act 10? And would you file this as in the dead in the water category?
He wants to restore some collective bargaining rights to frontline workers. And this isn't really defined in detail, but these are people that are interacting with the public on a regular basis as part of their duties. And so he wants to give them the power to bargain over issues they lost the power to discuss during Act 10.
Mm-hmm.
And he also wants to make it easier to recertify and, you know, remain a union, because there are provisions in Act 10 that require annual recertification votes by unions and a majority vote by all, bargaining unit members to become a union rather than a majority vote by everybody who's present. So that would go away. And so if that were to, something that had a chance to become law, you know, we would be talking about it potentially in as a much, much bigger deal, because Republicans run the legislature and they are big fans of Act 10. They've already made it kind of clear that that and many other Evers initiatives are non-starters for them.
Let's look at schools. Governor Evers focused part of his address last night on public schools.
If we're going to bounce back from this pandemic, then we have to start by making sure our kids are better off than when we started this pandemic. Every kid in our state should have access to high-quality public education, period.
In what ways does the governor want to increase spending on schools?
He wants, I guess, first and foremost, he wants to do it in a big way. When you're looking at the governor's budget and why it increases spending substantially, schools and education funding are a big part of the reason. He wants to spend about $1.6 billion in new state money on schools. A lot of that would go toward special education. Mm-hmm. He wants to let schools increase their per pupil limits to, you know, raise revenue at the local level by around $200 or so in each year of the biennium. And the cumulative effect of what he would do would be a return to a system Wisconsin had for a while, but has since moved away from, where the state pays for 2/3 of the cost of education.
Yeah, we've heard that 2/3 funding formula. What did the governor want to do with higher ed? Because he talked about extending the tuition freeze for the UW system schools.
This is another area where, you know, on a dollar figure, it's not as big as the increase that K-12 schools would get. But compared to what the University of Wisconsin has received in, you know, budgets going back a couple decades, the governor's office said, by at least by their math, this would be the largest increase in University of Wisconsin system funding in the past two decades. So he would do that in a variety of ways. There would be just kind of increases in funding for the UW that the system could do with what it deemed necessary. And there would be money, about $50 million over the two-year budget to backfill or make up for the lost revenue from a continued tuition freeze. So there's a policy that was enacted under Governor Scott Walker, the tuition freeze that Governor Evers has now, you know, in his first budget and then proposed in his second budget to continue. The difference with Evers is he wants to backfill that with state money, as he would do in this plan.
We're talking with Sean Johnson, WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief. He's our guide to Governor Evers' biennial budget address last night. What kind of help are you seeking from state government this year? What are your top priorities for the Evers administration and the legislature? What grade would you give the Evers administration since lawmakers approved the last state budget in 2019? 800-642-1234. We'll continue this conversation ahead with Sean Johnson here on the Ideas Network. Governor Evers delivered his biennial budget address remotely to us Wisconsinites in a pre-recorded online speech last night, giving some reassurance amid the global health crisis. He said, "It's going to be okay. We are going to be okay." But are you going to be okay? Did you watch or listen to his remarks? What parts of the speech did you find encouraging or disappointing? Conversation is right here, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We have Sean Johnson, WPR's longtime Capitol Bureau Chief. He's our guide this hour. Let's take a call now. Tom is joining us from Viroqua. Hi, Tom. What did you think of the speech?
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, I thought it was great. One element that I don't see being covered by most news outlets, including Wisconsin Public Radio's broadcasts, is the final very moving call that the governor made for bipartisan action on climate change. Included in that was a doubling of the amount of money required by the utilities, which is ratepayer money that is supposed to go to fund the Focus on Energy program, which takes care of all of our efficiency and solar programs in the state. And although this sounds like good news, unfortunately, under the last few administrations, this program, which was originally set up to wrest control away from the utilities for running these programs, it's all been handed back to a consortium of the utilities themselves, such that their programs now are probably more benefiting their own bottom line than they are really meeting the needs of the of Wisconsin citizens and homeowners.
Well, Tom, thank you for bringing this to the table. And, you know, Sean, climate, you know, the budget includes dozens of measures aimed at climate and reducing greenhouse gas emissions. What did you hear?
One of the measures that kind of jumps to my memory right now is the governor talked about being kind of, he set aside funding to be proactive for communities that have flooded more frequently as a result of climate change. And so this is money not only to deal with flooding damage but to mitigate in the future. You know, that's one of the things that he specifically singled out in his budget in brief.
Let's hear a moment of that clip.
The past few years, increased flooding caused in large part by climate change has cost Wisconsin communities, business, farmers, and families millions of dollars. But we know that for every dollar invested in flood prevention, we can save in costs down the road.
So, Sean, an emphasis here on flood-proofing and, you know, trying to become carbon-free.
Yeah, and then there's also, this is not specific necessarily to climate change because, I mean, this is a long tradition in Wisconsin, and that is the continued funding of the state stewardship program, where the state, you know, buys up land to protect it from development. The governor wants to increase it, or I guess extend it by another 10 years and set aside $700 million in bonding or borrowing authority. So every year that'd be about $70 million in bonding authority that the state would use to purchase land as part of the stewardship program.
And related to climate, he also wants to set up an Office of Environmental Justice. What would that office do?
I'm not exactly sure on that one. I mean, mm-hmm. I know that this is something that it seems like similar to something that the state had in the past, an mm-hmm. office that it got rid of. You know, right now, the governor and the attorney general are in the same party and are kind of like-minded when it comes to justice or legal issues around environmental lawsuits or environmental issues. But it could be an opportunity for him to make sure there was somebody in the governor's office also focused on that. Just looking at his briefing on this, you know, he said that this person would be in charge of collaborating across state agencies and would engage with environmental justice advocates.
Sean Johnson is with us, WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief, our guide to Governor Evers' state budget address. What do you see as the state's greatest challenges ahead, especially after we reemerge from the pandemic crisis? 800-642-1234. We'll continue this budget conversation ahead. News update is next on the Ideas Network. We're discussing Governor Evers' budget address now. His $91 billion plan would raise total spending nearly 10% over current levels. Last night's speech, it formally kicks off months of debate in the legislature over taxes, over school funding levels, over road repairs, other spending decisions. We're getting morning after analysis and your reaction to the governor's priorities. Did you watch or listen to the state budget address? What are your takeaways? Conversation is right here, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 to join in. Sean Johnson is WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief, and he stays with us. Sean, let's look at prisons, corrections for a moment here. Governor Evers called the state's prisons overcrowded, lamented a lack of alternatives to incarceration. How does he want to reduce the prison population?
He laid out a few ideas in this plan. I think he spent the most time talking about what he wants to do with the juvenile justice system. And that is, he reiterated his support for closing the Lincoln Hills School for Boys and Copper Hills School for Girls in Irma, which, you know, lawmakers and not only Governor Evers, but Governor Walker have been talking about for years now. And so what he would be talking about doing is, you know, just changing the system, changing the justice system when it comes to dealing with juvenile offenders. He also wants to increase the age for charging someone as an adult from 17 to 18. Mm. Wisconsin is an outlier when it comes to that, you know, right now with the 17 age. There's also money in there for adult treatment and diversion programs. This is something that Republican lawmakers have supported in the past. Evers is talking about an additional $15 million for adult treatment and diversion programs. So, you know, we don't know where that funding fits in with the rest of the budget as far as, you know, what it looks like when the legislature takes a lot of the governor's funding out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the governor also talked about a sentencing review council to review racial equity in sentencing.
Let's just hear a moment from that piece of the speech on incarceration.
And if we're going to bounce back from this pandemic, we have to get our priorities straight. We can't keep throwing your taxpayer dollars into a system that doesn't help our state or our people thrive. It's holding us back.
So he seems to be saying that we're moving away dollars from corrections, not putting more money into that department.
Yeah, I mean, when he ran for governor, the Governor Evers talked about, I guess, really, really aggressive steps when it comes to reducing the state's prison population. And, you know, I think it's fair to say he hasn't gone as far as candidate Evers said he would on that. But he does talk about the need to reduce the state's prison population. And one of the, metrics that they often look at is comparing what the state spends on corrections to what the state spends on higher ed. And governors, like Evers and the Democratic governor before him, Doyle, talking about wanting to spend more on the university than they do on prisons.
Near the end of his speech, Governor Evers spoke directly to Republicans who control the state legislature.
There's no time for false promises of hope and prosperity with empty words that you know full well won't match your actions. You can disagree with me if you want, but don't punish the people we serve so you can settle a score no one but you is keeping.
So, Sean, you know, Republicans will now spend the coming months, just overhauling this spending plan. What did you hear from lawmakers about what the governor said last night?
They held a press conference last night, and there was really, widespread criticism. I mean, that sounds predictable, right? But there was no problem finding a quote from Republican lawmakers on how they felt about the budget. You know, some common themes that you heard from them. This is from Speaker Voss, Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue, the Republican members of the Budget Committee. They said, for one, it's too expensive. It raises taxes by a net of about $1 billion. And so they're saying, that's something the state can't afford to do right now. The biggest part of those tax increases are something that Evers has proposed before. So he wants to scale back a tax credit for manufacturers, and he wants to scale back, a tax break for capital gains for wealthier individuals. So they don't like the amount of money that's in there. They also don't like a lot of the policy. You know, we mentioned the partial repeal of Act 10. They're not fond of that. They don't like the legalization of recreational marijuana. They don't like what the governor talks about when it comes to redistricting. He wants to require them to consider a legislative map drawn up by the people's maps.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So he wants to force their hands there. They're not going to go for that. Kind of on and on and on. I mean, how much time do you have, Kate? They have there are a lot that they don't like in the budget, but Evers knows that, his staff knows that. And a lot of these things are popular things, even if they're going to lose on some of them, they're happy to put a marker down and say, we stood for this. The Republican legislature got in the way.
Well, let's reintroduce you here. Sean Johnson is WPR's Capital Bureau Chief. We're discussing Governor Evers' spending plan for the next two-year budget cycle and what we heard in his address to Wisconsin last night. What are your thoughts on the governor's proposals and the $91 billion plan? Still time to talk. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Sean, another detail that stuck out last night was Evers' push for raising the minimum wage from $7.25 an hour to $8.60 as soon as the budget is signed. Is there traction there?
Not that we know of right now, no. I mean, this was another idea that the governor had. He had a similar version of this in his last budget. And what Republicans did is very early in their budget process, they just grouped all these ideas together and just kind of swept them out of the budget. So the governor's latest plan would increase the state minimum wage for general workers from $8.60 to $9.40, then $10.15, create a task force for raising the minimum wage to $15. we just haven't heard Republican lawmakers voice any support for that in the state. It has been a while, you know, since Wisconsin raised its state minimum wage. And at the time, there was a Democratic governor, Jim Doyle, and, you know, a Republican legislature. But, you know, there's that doesn't seem to be the same dynamic between Evers and this legislature. If you've been watching this session and last, there's just a lot of disagreement.
Let's look at small businesses for a moment. The governor said his budget proposes more funding for the state jobs agency than the last three budgets combined, that agency, Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. How would this additional money be used, be targeted for businesses?
Yeah, this is pretty interesting. I mean, it kind of occurred to us last night as we were writing that, hey, remember candidate Evers wanted to get rid of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation because Democrats didn't like the way that it was run under Governor Walker. Now it's really part of the centerpiece of the governor's budget, Governor Evers' budget, because that is where this, you know, $200 million in state funding for to help businesses recover from the pandemic would go through. This is where, you know, he's talking about creating a venture capital fund, which would be, you know, I guess seeded with $100 million in state tax funding. It's a sizable investment from the state when you're talking about $100 million in state funding for that. So it really is a centerpiece of the governor's second budget here, just a few years after he was, you know, saying we need to move away from this this Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation model.
What about unemployment? In January, Evers called for a special session of the legislature to address the state's unemployment system. Republicans rejected that. What might happen next to the unemployment system in the state budget process?
I'm not sure what's going to happen next, but what the governor did in his, you know, what he proposed in his budget would be a lot more aggressive than what he proposed in this special session. So there's actually, you know, the finance committee, the legislature's joint finance committee, the legislature's budget committee is scheduled to consider those, you know, the special session bills that the governor proposed when it comes to unemployment today. But I, you know, I'm not sure how that's going to play in with what he proposed in the budget, which is a $79 million overhaul of the state unemployment insurance system. The idea being that the old system is just too slow to keep up with something like we saw in the year 2020 when there was this massive and
surge,
swift unemployment and a state government, a Department of Workforce Development, unable to keep up with that. He's also talking about $15 million to handle staffing, you know, the increase in staffing to keep up with this surge of calls.
Sean, thank you for joining us and for the recap.
Thanks, Kate.
Sean Johnson is Wisconsin Public Radio's Capital Bureau Chief. He co-hosts the WPR Politics podcast. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.